A goalie's hips and body are going to be in different positions depending on where the ball is and the potential shot that can come from there. On an outside shot, our hips and body are going to be at kind of a 45-degree angle with each other, and our hands are in the water sculling to maximize our lunge height and our distance. Versus when the ball is entered to the center, our hips and body are vertical and our hands are out of the water. We're heavy on our legs, walking forward to cut the angle down on that center shot and to just get our body in the way on something quick coming out of the center forward. And sometimes when a ball is entered, it gets kicked right back out to a perimeter player. So we need to go from a heavy vertical position back to our 45-degree outside shot blocking position. So how quickly you transition from these various stages can make all the difference in the world between blocking a shot and potentially letting a goal in. So this is one shooting drill to work on those kind of inside out hip and body transitions. You need one shooter, one center forward, and one center guard. You can add a perimeter defender so that the shooter has a field block to shoot against, but it's not necessary, and you can always add that field block later to just build on the drill. So the basics are the perimeter player has two balls. On the first ball, they're acting like a shooter up top, so the goalie is in an outside shot blocking position. Then that perimeter player, they enter the ball to the center. The center will shoot this ball. You know, they're working against their guard. The guard is going about 90%. The guard's going to let a shot get off, but not without some effort from the center forward. They got to make the center forward work a little bit. And this also gives the goalie time to transition from that outside shot blocking position to a vertical center shot blocking position. And they got to do it quickly, so they got to get heavy on their legs, and they got to walk forward to cut the angle down in a very short amount of time. Then on the second ball, the setup is the same, but this time after receiving the entry pass, the center will control the ball, maybe give it a second or two, and kick it back out to the perimeter player for their shot. So the goalie has to go from an outside shot to the center shot and then back to an outside shooting position. Something to be aware of, and what a goalie will do to kind of cheat, is on that second ball, it's just easy for them to ignore the potential shot out of center. And so they'll leave their hands in, they'll kind of leave their hips up in that outside shooting position, and they'll just wait for that ball to be kicked back out, and then they're already in a strong position for that outside shot. Don't allow this. Make sure that they play every center entry pass like it can potentially be a shot. You know, the goalie needs to go heavy on their hands and walk forward so that when that ball is eventually kicked back out, they can work on transitioning quickly back to an outside blocking position. And they can work on dropping back into position and squaring up with the perimeter shooter. To build on the drill and make a little more advanced, you can now add that perimeter defender if you haven't done so. So now the center or perimeter player can shoot whenever they want. The perimeter player can shoot on the first time they touch it. The center can shoot as soon as they get the first entry pass. Or for example, you know, the shooter enters the ball. The center kicks it back out to the perimeter player. The perimeter player fakes the goalie, then re-enters it back into the center, and then the center forward shoots, or any sort of combination like that. It's just the shot can come at any time from any position. And as I said before, this time is where you want to add that perimeter defender so that that perimeter shooter has someone to shoot against, you know, a field block in their face. And depending on the skill level of your center, you can have that perimeter defender crash on their center when the ball is entered to put a sense of urgency on them to either kick it out or take their shot. This basically forces everyone to work in kind of like a game-like situation. It forces the goalie to treat every position as a potential threat and to really work on their hip transitions and getting into proper position whoever has the ball. You can run a couple lines of perimeter players, you know, a line at the two, a line at the four, and I would just only work with one center so they can work from side to side. If you have multiple goalies working at one cage, you can have them alternate between either kind of 8 reps each, depending on what they're doing. If it's kind of the start of the drill, the very basic drill, maybe have them take 8 reps. If it's kind of they can shoot whenever, that you can drop it down to 6 reps because the goalie is going to be working really hard as that ball goes in and out. So this was originally first a post on the waterpologoalie.substack.com. There's a link to the original post in the show notes. So if you come up with any variations or any tweaks to improve upon this drill, please let us all know in the comments on that original post.